trying to be in command.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Chairman, members of panel, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, our moderator proposed me the role of demand side of science advice. And as he already told, I am really very rather difficult situation because majority part of my life I was in research as astrophysicist, and only last 12 years I was in parliament and 10 years as Speaker of House. So my heart is in research. My hobby is in politics. I think that in different countries, the different models of interaction between politician and science community exist. My point of view is reflecting situation in my own country, Estonia, which only very recently reorganized its political and science systems. Estonia was part of huge political system only 24 years ago. It was a system called Soviet Union. Do government ask advice for science community? You ask me such question, Mr. Chair. Answer is yes and no. Do government and politician need to advise? The answer is same, yes and no. If advice is supporting leading party or coalition political goals, then it is welcome. If not, then it may be rejected. In Estonia, we have a research and development council headed by Prime Minister, where leading scientists and politicians, mainly members of government, are working together. Although it is the advisory council, some very important decisions about Estonia participation in European large-scale infrastructure project has been supported. And it is very important thing for the small countries, because we can never afford large infrastructure in our own. But many other issues, especially concerning public money spending for the research, it is not a very popular topic in this council. In my short experiments in parliament, I think that there is a rather deep gap between politician and scientist. And it is due to the different time scales, since politician lifetime is very short, only one election cycle, usually 4 years. And if politician want to be re-elected, he or she must show what has he, she or their party done. So short-term projects are welcome. In research, especially in the heart and life sciences, you need much longer time to solve the problems to find the solution. As example, I would like to tell you one story. In 1969, Americans, although the original goal was hunting possible Soviet nuclear explosion in space, have detected very strange gamma ray burst. Nobody could not find explanation what is really going on. It looked very strange because it was impossible to detect this burst in optical radio X-ray wavelengths. Only 1997, almost 30 years later, astronomers were able to locate this burst in other wavelengths. And then it was possible to propose possible explanation of these events. Only scientists are ready to work hard for a long time. And failures is also part of scientific life. But can you suppose that in political life you can support such risky long duration project? You must be very brave. They can do it. Only one occasion, if it is also important political one, as I like it very much, Apollo moon project, or Soviets different manned space flights in the space era early times. But How you can change the situation to reduce the gap between politician and science community? I propose one answer, and it is simple. We need good lobby group scientists in parliament. I think that the best candidates, according to me, are senior scientists with ages 55, 60 plus, who already have shown themselves as prominent specialists in their field. This group must keep science issue in priority level, and please believe, it is possible. During my being in parliament, I managed to convince government that small Estonia also must be player in the space. For this, we started 2006. I ended my parliament life 2015. We started our accession processes to ESA membership. Honestly, at the very beginning, government was not very happy our activities, but nobody from government could not stop me. Because as parliamentarian and speaker, I have very easy access to Prime Minister and the other members of government. On space issue, I always was the first spokeswoman in parliament. And my fellow parliament members really trusted me because of my scientific background. And this year, February, we became the ESA full member. It is possible. Unfortunately, we have only few scientists in parliament, and it is not enough to be heard. So, my dear fellow scientists, why are you thinking that it's better to have in parliament mainly persons with juridical background? We are living in science-based society. Many laws require science mind help, not only poor juridical construction. I think it is a very important issue. But if we are outside the parliament, we can influence very little. If they need advice, of course, it is good, but usually they are thinking that they know much better. But there is another thing also. I have time? Okay. One more point. Why scientists must be more proactive? Simple answer is that main goal of every party is to win election and to have power and possibility to rule country. So for every party, the crucial thing is member of voters. In society, science community is very small. Highest number of scientists per 1 million inhabitants is where? Not in United States. It is in Finland. Little more than 7,000 for 1 million inhabitants. Same number for Estonian is about 3,000, little bit more. If you compare this number with most numerous voters class, I am also among this is retired people, then in Estonia this number is more than 400,000 people. And in the aging Europe, this number is growing. So for the political parties, we are real minorities. So, dear colleagues, I would like to finish my short talk, quoting famous mathematician and astronomer Emden. He said a very nice thing. In large factory of nature, entropy is playing role of director who is showing in which direction processes will follow. You know that? Okay. Energy conservation law is playing a role of bookkeeper to keep income and outcome in balance. Now, my proposal. In our case, scientists in society must play a role of entropy and politicians honorable role of energy conservation law. Thank you very much.